guys. Mark Phillips with Simply Spoken. This is the Simply Spoken on Voice Daily Flash Briefing. Back again talking about a development by Amazon and in Amazon Web Services, which is kind of a family of cloud services that developers have access to. There's a product called Recognition, spelled with a K, and it's a it can be used for facial and sentiment analysis. And so the interesting thing about this is that they've been able to do some things like gender identification, emotion. So they have support for accuracy and emotion detection, which is fascinating, really. So if you think about the emotions, happy, sad, angry, surprised, disgusted, calm, confused, and then fear, you can use facial recognition in concert with some of the really good work being done with voice signals to really help with things like identification of people that are at risk for problems that are based in loneliness, isolation, that kind of thing. And so I think a lot of times they do work with veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. So I think probably there's some concerns about surveillance use and privacy concerns, and I get that. So there have to be some guardrails put around the use of the technology to make sure that it's used for the right purposes. However, that's true with a lot of different technologies. So I think it's just really cool that we have another tool in the kit that might be really used for good in concert with some of the tools in the kit now with voice that can be used for good. And we really, through artificial intelligence and machine learning, and we really have the ability to do things that were just unheard of even just a handful of years ago. So kudos to the guys at Amazon. I know we need to put some guardrails around privacy and make sure that's not, you know, used for purposes, even well-intended purposes by, you know, law enforcement agencies or things like that, where we need to respect the boundaries of privacy. All right, guys, Simply Spoken on Voice Daily Flash Briefing. Thanks a lot.